The views and opinions expressed by guests on the TWBC podcast are solely those of the guest and do not necessarily reflect the views of nor constitute an endorsement by the host, TWBC, or the advertisers.
National championships, Confederation championships, World championships, major professional events. For over three decades, he has been there for many of the sport's greatest moments. And now he brings you even closer to the movers and shakers in the world of high echelon tournament water skiing. From the founder and creator of the Water Ski Broadcasting Company comes the TWBC Podcast. And now here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Well, good. I would say it's good afternoon, but it's rather greetings here from the TWBC Podcast. I am the aforementioned Tony Lightfoot. And have a real special guest, one of the team coaches for Team Canada. It is Cole Grant. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, Tony. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. So what is your official title coming into these World Champions for Team Canada?
I'm support staff. I'm the junior team coach, so I'll be there supporting all the athletes in any way I can.
Okay, so the next time the Canadian team junior skiers compete will actually be in the Pan American Championships in Mexico coming up in a few weeks, right?
Yeah, it's all happening fast this year. We've got the Worlds, you know, in a handful of days here, and we've got some of the junior skiing there and under 21s that are competing there that'll be skiing at the Pan Ams too in, I guess, about 3 weeks.
Excellent stuff. So, Open World Championships are coming up. You have a bit of an interest watching this event because your sister will actually be competing. What's that going to be like for you going forward?
You know, it's always nervous, and you feel nervous for them a little bit, and knowing and hoping you've done enough to prepare them. But I'm excited for it to watch Taryn, to watch all the other Canadian athletes, and to watch the ski school athletes as well.
Okay, kind of give us a little bit of an overview of how the system in Canada works so far as the teams and the coaching and everything goes. Because one of the things that kind of stands out for me is the seemingly uncanny ability of Team Canada to take a skier from where they are and just really, really, really stay with that skier over a long-term plan. Rather than just take a skier, and if they're not up to snuff, then just kick into the long grass.
Yeah, and I think Steve Bush has had so much to do with that. And being as the head national team coach for 43 years, he's been through cycles with all the athletes and some of the athletes now with their parents. And we're blessed and fortunate to have so many great Canadian coaches that Canadian juniors can go and ski with. But everyone can be developed. And so if there's the passion and the interest and the discipline to stay with it, we've got some of the best technical coaches to help the technical skills on the water. But we've got Steve Bush, who's done it for so long, that oversees and is constant contact with all the athletes, helping them, teaching them how to make a yearly plan and stick to it.
I mean, Steve Bush has been around the sport of tournament water skiing since before you were born, and a little ways after I was born. I mean, yeah, way to reveal one's age. But there you go. But I mean, you were an above average tournament skier yourself, and you ski collegiately for the University of Lafayette. Just give us a little bit about your competitive background.
Yeah, so I skied through college there in Louisiana Lafayette for the Raging Cajuns, and I skied on the under 21 national team through a World Championships and a Pan Am Championships, and then the University Worlds. But once I got through school, my focus completely shifted to coaching full-time and learning as much as I could from Steve and all the other coaches we've had to help continue to develop Canadian athletes and keep pushing the sport.
What did you graduate in from UL?
Exercise science, so exercise physiology.
Okay, so that ties in very, very well to what you're doing out there coaching these athletes.
Yeah, I went to school knowing what I wanted to do after and kind of picked a degree that I thought would help me and help me understand the body and everything else and biomechanics and all that stuff to help prepare athletes and help train them better.
So far as that is concerned... When you went through that degree program, obviously there are a lot of other folks with you in that same class that were studying. to coach in their respective sport. You know, when people look at our sport, there are a number of elements to it that is rather surprising, how technically involved it is, how physical it can get. Did you get that kind of feedback from a lot of your other students within that degree program as you're going through?
Yeah, and I think the biggest reminder and overarching thing is that they're athletes. And so how do you prepare an athlete for any sport, physically, mentally, emotionally? And the technical piece is just a really small part of it. And kind of keeping athletes as athletes.
Okay, what does a typical day look like for you?
This week and the week leading up to the Worlds is a little crazy,
actually, let's do both. Going into a typical week with maybe a record tournament around the corner, and then seeing if that kind of differs from that to a major event like the World Championships coming up.
Yeah, so I mean, me personally, I'm an early riser, and I'm up, and I kind of get my personal stuff done first thing in the morning. Head out to the lake. We've got, you know, we try and stake our skiers a little bit, and have our normal crew here in the morning training. And then depends how busy the ski school is, but then in the boat until maybe 3 or maybe 5 o'clock in the evening. Head home and have dinner and do it all over again.
Okay, and now how does that ramp up for the world?
With the worlds being close and being over at Travers, it just means I'm at more than one lake in a day. So, you know, this morning I was over at Travers already. We had some skiers having some practice, and now I'm out here at the ski school lake to have more skiers practicing out here.
Now you've traveled extensively across the world. I mean, you've coached the U17s, you've been at the Can-Ams and all of that kind of stuff, and you've been to a number of other places. Any horror stories?
No. I think you learn a lot from every event and all the athletes, and they all help make me better and give me the opportunity to travel the world with them and help support them. And you just try and be a little better at the next event. Yeah, there's things go wrong and different things like that, but overall, no, I don't think any horror stories.
Nothing like lost passports or anything like that?
I mean... Lost is a relative word, but everyone's always gotten home and made it okay. So,
yep, the same number of people go out, the same number of people come back.
I guess
that's a win.
Absolutely.
All right, then. So, COVID, it's been devastating to a lot of activities, and I mean, there's nothing in the world that COVID-19 has not left untouched. You know, so. From your perspective, I mean, how have you coped with the challenges that pandemic has presented?
You know, the start, I think the unknown was the biggest thing, and how long things were going to go and when competitions would come back. So it kept ski schools quiet for a little bit and more time, less skiing. And so I got some time to develop and work on myself and some areas that I think I can improve on and have a little bit more time just to live a little bit now and dealing with kind of the unknown. And that's, I think, the hardest part for the athletes of, okay, you know, you take the junior worlds and they were working for a target date. Well, that target date gets pushed back. And so now instead of a year build up or a 2 year build up for an event, it's 3 years. And keeping them, I'm not going to say motivated, but keeping it in perspective and how they continue to develop and push that date off into the future. You know, we're fortunate that we've had all the events happen this year. Things have, I mean, I'm not going to say back to normal, and there's always...
That's the expression, the new normal.
Yeah, and you know, it's great to see so many countries entered and being able to work around and be able to get here for both the 17-21s and the Open World Championships here, that we've got a full field of competitors and representation from most of the countries.
I mean, this sport, tournament water skiing, isn't without its frustrations or its difficulties, you know, and people wishing for the things, you know, would be done a little bit differently from the official level or from the organizational level. Is there anything in that regard that you wish kind of changed, you know, for the better?
Yeah. Have there been some changes? Do more need to be made? Probably. That's tough. I think, you know, I'm excited for this World Championships with kind of the way the organization has gone differently.
Especially
about
with the wild card entries, right?
Yeah, so it's going to be busy. There's a lot of skiing, and it's made our team, the Canadian team, more skiers there, which is great for experience, but it has changed it a little bit. And, you know, I don't think we know what they're going to do for the next World Championships, what that's going to look like. So it's a bit of a transition period at that level, I think. But I think it takes skiers, you know, there's exciting things going on and behind the scenes, and I'm trying to promote the sport, and that's all moving in a good direction, I think.
Okay, and along with promoting the sport, I mean, the Water Ski Pro Tour has come on stream. You know, it's hard to put on a series like that, especially with the current circumstances of the pandemic and the skiers being able to get to certain events and everything, and the points and what events are eligible to score points are kind of being retweaking a little bit. But do you feel that kind of series is a step in the right direction, in your belief?
I think so. I think, you know, there's going to be people who want things to be done a little bit different, or happy with this, unhappy with that, but it is definitely a step, and we have to start somewhere, and we've started, so that's exciting.
All right, then. We'll wrap up the interview here and now. Thanks a lot for doing that, but I normally give people an opportunity to give a big shout-out to their friends, family, loved ones, whatever, so I'll give the microphone to you, so go.
You know, my parents back home, I haven't seen them in a few years now with COVID and traveling and stuff. So them, all the athletes that give me the opportunity to work with them and go through water skiing with them, the Canadian team and the Federation for the support, Matt Rini for having me here and mentoring me and giving me so many opportunities, and same thing for Steve Bush, for teaching me so much over the last years, and I continue to get to learn from him.
All right, then. That has been Cole Grant. My name is Tony Lightfoot. This is the latest edition of the TWBC podcast. Until next time, it is ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.